show. I'm your host, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and today we're live at the Expo West Trade Show in Anaheim, and we're joined by a very unique and special guest, someone whose name you'll no doubt recognize, Dr. Michael T. Murray, author of the Encyclopedia of Natural Medicine, the Textbook of Natural Medicine, numerous books, and his newest book is called Hunger Free Forever, which is available now at book retailers, including Amazon.com. Well, thanks for joining us today, Mike.
My pleasure, Mike. I first want to tell you that I'm so impressed with the work that you're doing and the information that you're disseminating. It's just vital for people to get this sort of information.
Well, you know, actually, you were one of the people who inspired me to get into the natural health information business. I was reading your books back before natural news even existed, so really, thank you for what you have done. And you're continuing to do that now with your new book, Hunger Free Forever. Can you give us a brief background about what this book teaches people and how it came to be?
Well, the book is all about learning how to control your appetite. And we've discovered ways to do that so that people can achieve their weight loss goals. If you can help a person control their blood sugar levels, control their appetite, then it becomes easy for them, nearly effortless for them to achieve and maintain their ideal body weight. You can't achieve your weight loss goals through deprivation and trying to starve yourself thin. It just doesn't work.
Yeah, people have tried that route, and there's always a rebound, and
yes,
then people get desperate, and it's leading to failure typically.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, I can ask people to hold their breath. Some people may be able to hold it longer than others, but sooner or later, everybody's going to breathe. That's because there's a really deep survival instinct in our brain that tells us to breathe. Well, the same sort of survival instinct gets triggered if we try to starve ourselves thin, or if we're not supporting our physiology properly as we try to lose weight. Our program, the Hunger Free Forever program, is really an offshoot of a program that Dr. Michael Lyon and I developed for type 2 diabetes. We wrote a book a few years ago called How to Prevent and Treat Diabetes with Natural Medicine. And the centerpiece of our program was a special blend of dietary fiber called polyglycoplex, or PGX for short. This dietary fiber blend was developed at the University of Toronto by the same researchers that developed the now famous glycemic index. And we have been intensely studying the benefits of this fiber complex now for nearly 5 years, and it's really kind of a disservice to call it a fiber. It's the first of what I think will become many super fibers. Its benefits far exceed any other known fiber source, and the benefits are related to its gel-forming nature.
Let's talk about that. When a lot of consumers hear fiber, they instantly think of reducing cardiovascular risk or, you know, colon health, but what you're talking about is completely different. You're talking about essentially lowering the glycemic index of dietary carbohydrates.
Yes, and adding PGX to a meal or taking it before a meal will reduce the glycemic index of that food or meal by anywhere from 30 to 70%.
I like to translate this.
Yeah.
Sometimes for the listeners, that means that the carbs that you eat become slower carbs.
Yes. Yes. And what happens with this PGX is it has the greatest water binding capacity of any known fiber source. So when you ingest it, it forms this large gelatinous mass in your stomach. That does a few things. One, it immediately tells your brain that something's going on down there and you don't need to eat anymore.
Right.
Number two, it slows down gastric emptying, so you don't get that rapid spike in blood sugar levels. What we've done with PGX is we've looked at the effects it has over a 24-hour period. We have utilized continuous blood sugar monitoring in our patients, whereby we measure their blood sugar levels over a 24-hour period. And what we've discovered is that people that are overweight, they're on what we refer to as the blood sugar roller coaster. They're having these tremendous peaks and then valleys. When your blood sugar level goes up, your body is working hard to bring it down into the normal range. Well, when it starts to reduce that blood sugar, if there's a really quick drop, then the brain senses danger and it sends out hormones like cortisol and other mechanisms that cause your blood sugar levels to go back up, including it stimulates your appetite and forces you or encourages you to eat foods that are high in calories and high in sugar.
So that's a dangerous spiral, especially for diabetics, yeah, because they end up just reinforcing the whole cycle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting is the first chapter in the book, we explain why there is this epidemic of obesity and type 2 diabetes, and it's really a beautiful process. It's a process that nature devised in us so that we would overconsume calories when they are plentiful, so that we would fatten ourselves up so we could survive a famine. But what happens when we overconsume, particularly carbohydrates and refined sugars, is that we gain this weight around our abdomen, and it leads to the secretion of compounds that block the action of insulin and also tell our brain to eat more. So it's little wonder when you look at the beauty of what is underlying the process of obesity that we have this epidemic in North America.
Sure. I mean, these underlying mechanisms are built for our survival, but then the environment changes. Now we have all-you-can-eat buffets.
Yes.
We have high-fructose corn syrup. So what I like about your product, though, PGX, is that it is a natural type of intervention.
Mm-hmm.
And as you mentioned earlier, you know, even though probably neither of us recommends that people continue to consume really refined carbohydrates, mm-hmm, but if they do, this is at least something that they can do with that to reduce the harmful effects of those carbohydrates, correct?
Exactly. You know what I've discovered, Mike, is that most people, they've heard things, they know what they need to do to eat in a healthful manner. So why don't they do it? Well,
yeah,
they don't do it because I think they have these really deep signals telling them to eat foods that are high in sugar, high in calories. What PGX allows people is the control so that they can start gravitating towards a more healthful diet. We have a slogan with PGX. We say it will change your life even if you don't.
Yeah, that's an interesting slogan. Yeah.
We came up with this because we've had patients that loved their junk food diet. They loved it, and they didn't want to make any changes. They wanted to just take some magical supplement that would, you know, magically bind all the calories and eliminate their fat. And what we found was that when they started using the PGX, they would naturally start gravitating to a more healthful diet.
Really?
Yes.
To what do you attribute that transformation?
We think it's due to this incredible ability to stabilize blood sugar levels. I mentioned that people that are overweight, they're on this blood sugar roller coaster. We can literally flatline a person's blood sugar levels. That we have demonstrated that in hundreds of patients. And when you can keep that blood sugar level at a very constant level, then you don't have food cravings, and you're not moved to overconsume. You feel,
right.
If you feel satisfied, if you feel full, you'll be successful. You know, we've often heard the question, what would you do if you knew anything you do, you would be successful? Well, as it applies to this program that we have, if you feel satisfied and full all the time, do you think it might be easier to lose weight? Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And you know,
sure.
I mean, I'm so excited about this product. I've been using it for 5 years now. I've never been obese. I love food. I wrote a 900-page reference book on food. I love food. I love learning about it. I love eating it. I love food. I'm a big eater. Well, for 20 years, I battled my weight. You know, I would keep it between 200 and 205 pounds. When I went on the Hunger Free Forever program nearly 5 years ago, I dropped 18 pounds in 1 month. My body fat went from 21 down to 17%.
Wow.
I've continued to follow the Hunger Free Forever program now for almost 5 years. And here's what's interesting. My weight is, I weigh about 190, so I've lost 15 pounds in body weight, but my body fat percentage dropped from 21% down to 9%.
That's significant.
So I've lost 25 pounds of fat and gained 10 pounds of muscle.
Yeah.
And you know the only way you can achieve that sort of change without taking some steroids or whatnot is by improving the action of insulin throughout your body.
All right, now we'll be right back after this break with more conversations with Dr. Michael T. Murray, author of Hunger Free Forever and one of the prime formulators of PGX. dietary supplement. We'll be right back after this break. Stay with us. Welcome back. You're listening to the Health Ranger Show. I'm your host, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and today we're joined by Dr. Michael T. Murray, who is truly one of the most respected authors, if not the most respected author, in the field of natural health, has written the textbooks, has written the encyclopedias, has done healing foods, has done natural medicines, you name it, Dr. Murray has written about it. This is the expert that inspired me to do a lot of my work. And so, by the way, I'm really honored to be able to do this interview with you today.
Thank you.
And I'm intrigued by what we just talked about in the last segment.
Right.
And you look like you're at a very healthy body weight right now. Mm-hmm. You look very athletic. May I ask, how old are you, by the way?
I'll be 50 in May.
Yeah, no way.
Yeah, I'll be 50 in May. And I just had a complete physical, and I'm in better shape now than I was 10 years ago. And I've been extremely health conscious and health minded for all my adult life. So for me to be in the best shape of my life at the age of 50 is a real testimony to the benefits of this program that we've developed.
Well, you don't look a day over 40 for sure,
well,
and I'm sure you hear that all the time. But I'm curious how much exercise is part of your strategy in using the Hunger Free Forever approach.
Absolutely. Exercise is critical because muscles are our fat-burning furnace, so we want to have a high muscle mass. And I was starting to talk a little bit about insulin, and everybody knows, or most people know, that as they start gaining weight, their cells throughout their body become resistant to insulin. Well, insulin, the way it works is that it binds to receptors to sites on our cells, and it opens up channels that allow not only glucose, but other nutrients to enter the cell. The reason why people tend to have an increased appetite when they develop insulin resistance is because when the brain cells, when they become unresponsive to insulin, inside the brain cell there's an insufficiency of nutrition. So the brain cell is going to be triggered to tell a person to eat more if they have insulin resistance. Now, how it relates to exercise is your muscles are very much dependent upon insulin to function properly. And insulin, when it binds to a muscle cell, it opens up these channels that allow glucose and other nutrients to enter the cell. So what I found, I've always exercised intensely because then I can eat more.
Sure, yeah, I know the same thing.
Yeah. So what I've found is that my muscles have responded tremendously better since I've been utilizing the PGX than ever before. And it's kind of a snowball in a positive way because I have more energy now. And I'm seeing the benefits of exercise more now than ever before.
Well, I'm really glad that you mentioned using these in combination because you and I are both always skeptical about anyone who claims, you know, take this,
yeah,
this is a magic pill type of approach. But what's important, what you're talking about here, is that this helps stabilize the entire insulin curve, which creates the foundation from which you can shed body fat,
mm-hmm,
in combination with exercise, control your cravings, and, well, several other benefits that you already mentioned as well. So I'm glad to hear that because no one believes, oh, take this pill and that's it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't work that way.
Well, they'd like to believe that.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if you look at, and that's the thing, I mean, what I've noticed in getting out and talking about Hunger Free Forever is that there's so much noise out there about diet. I mean, you can look through a magazine and people are bombarded with a lot of false claims.
Sure.
This is the real deal. PGX was developed at the University of Toronto by experts in human nutrition and endocrinology, some of the world's leading authorities on health and nutrition. I mean, the developers of the glycemic index.
Yeah.
We have tested it at our research facility at the Canadian Center for Functional Medicine. It's being studied at major universities throughout the world. This is the real deal. We got to get the word out there so that people can finally get on a program that's going to allow them to achieve what they want, and that's their ideal body weight.
Let's talk about where can people find this in distribution. I know it's in retail stores all across North America. What about, and what they're looking for is just called PGX.
Well, PGX is a special blend of dietary fibers. It contains three natural fibers that form a matrix that is most effective in binding water, and is kind of a super fiber. PGX is available in a variety of different forms from natural factors. Our most advanced form is called PGX Daily. In this form, we have solubilize the PGX in coconut oil. That leads to better dispersion. It's in a soft gelatin capsule, so when you ingest it, then the PGX better disperses in this form.
So it has a faster impact of binding to the
water.
Carbohydrates.
The water. It's binding water. That's basically what it's doing to form this gelatinous mass, and then the carbohydrates and proteins and fats get mixed in there as well. We also have PGX in meal replacement formulas. It's in granules that you can add to food or water.
I didn't know that. Yeah, it's in granules.
Huh? Yeah, it's in granules.
You can put it in a smoothie and blend it in with.
Yep.
That's great.
Yeah, it works good in yogurt. We've tried to find a lot of ways to utilize the PGX.
So let me just add, for those also who are, if you're traveling or if you're going to a restaurant or going to a friend's house and you're eating something there, you know, maybe they throw some white bread on the table.
Yeah,
you don't want to be rude, so you eat it. My advice is take some PGX before with that, and you will turn the glycemic index of that white bread into more like wheat bread. Now, of course, it doesn't have the nutritional value.
It even goes beyond that. When we've looked, we've had the effects of PGX on the glycemic index of foods tested at the glycemic research laboratories, and what we know is that it will reduce the glycemic index of white bread by 50 to 70%.
Oh, really?
So it
brings it down to like 30 or 40 or 50, that range.
Yes.
Oh, that's incredible.
It is.
So that's the glycemic index of cooked vegetables.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
All right. So this is what I call defensive supplementation in that context, where if you know you're going to eat something that's really high on the glycemic index, you can defend yourself.
Absolutely.
And with these capsules that you have, the soft gels, you can carry those easily in a purse or a pocket, whatever.
Yeah, and we have delicious meal replacement formulas. And, you know, we have seven keys of hunger control that we detail in the book. PGX is a central part of that, but there are other things that are important as well. In particular, we have to deal with stress.
Sure.
We have to exercise. We have to program our mind for being successful and finally, wearing that size 2 dress or size 4 dress, whatever a woman's goal, or maybe a man wants to have the same waist he had when he was in high school. Whatever the goal is, people have to see themselves achieving that goal and believe that they can.
Sure. So it's an important part of this entire process. Now, many people are right now taking prescription weight loss drugs, and I do want to be really clear with the listeners here that all the scary side effects they hear about from those prescription drugs, those are not what people are not going to experience those from taking PGX.
PGX is completely safe, Mike. We have we've been working with PGX for 5 years. At the University of Toronto, they've been working with it for 15 years. Thousands of patients have utilized it. It's composed of 3 natural fibers that are generally recognized as safe. We've done safety studies on it. There are no drug interactions. We do tell people if they're taking any medication to take the medication either an hour before or an hour after PGX. This is a supplement that anyone can use. For children, we recommend the granular forms or the meal replacement formula because the pills are fairly large.
We got to take another quick break.
Sure.
But we'll be right back with Michael T. Murray, author of Hunger Free Forever, formulator of the PGX Dailies. And you're listening to the Health Ranger Radio Show with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Stay with us. Welcome back to the Health Ranger Show. I'm your host, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com. And today we're being joined by Michael T. Murray, author of Hunger Free Forever. That's a book that is really a revolutionary guide to controlling your hunger, ending your cravings, achieving and sustaining the weight loss goals that you've been looking for. And by the way, this is not an infomercial. I haven't been paid to do this. I asked Michael to come on this show because I think what you're doing here, Mike, is really important. Let's talk specifically about the results that people are achieving. And I have a question for you. Are those results sustained? Because a lot of weight loss results are short term. So
give
us a story.
Just about any diet program, if you adhere to it, can produce short term benefits. Most of the time, because of the way people are going about trying to lose weight, the strategy they're using leads to a yo-yo effect or a rebound effect. We've been utilizing PGX now for nearly 5 years in our program for diabetes and then subsequently our program for weight loss. And we've had many people who've gone through the program be able to tell us that PGX changed their life and they've been able to keep the weight off. Some of the people have lost hundreds of pounds. You know, we've worked with some very large people. Other people, you know, maybe it's the 5 or 10 pounds that they could never seem to really get rid of.
Uh-huh.
We like to recommend a slower rate of weight loss, a weight loss of about 2 to 3 pounds per week.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It does.
You don't want to be radical about
right.
dropping
but
weight.
That said, we've had people that have lost weight very rapidly, and the weight they've lost has primarily been fat and water. We know that because we do very detailed body composition analysis. PGX has a kind of a continued benefit. We recommend that once a person has achieved their weight loss goal, that they continue using PGX for all the reasons we've been talking about. It reduces the glycemic index of any food or meal. It enhances the body's sensitivity to the hormone insulin, so it promotes lean body mass. It reduces the appetite. It promotes satiety. All these things are very important for keeping the weight off.
What about what's really in the supplement? Because mm-hmm. people are very concerned now. They don't want any chemicals. They don't want solvents. They don't want artificial ingredients, additives. Can you talk in more detail about these?
Yeah, absolutely. PGX is a mixture of three natural fibers. Konjac root fiber, or glucomannan.
So that's a root of a plant that grows throughout Southeast Asia.
It's been used for thousands of years as a dietary staple.
Okay.
Next is alginate, which is from seaweed.
Okay, so that's a healthy ingredient right there.
Been very well studied, very safe. And the last is a fiber that's produced through a fermentation process called xanthan gum.
Again,
this is a generally recognized as safe ingredient.
And it's used in a lot of cooking, by the way.
It's a thickening
foods.
Agent.
Yeah, it's a thickening agent.
What is different than just buying the ingredients separately is that we utilize a patented process to combine these fibers to form a matrix.
Okay.
And basically, you're building a house that holds water more effectively. It's a very simple concept, but the physiological events that follow from utilizing PGX are intricately phenomenal.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. It is actually a very simple concept, but yet it's impactful, it's powerful
in the way
it alters.
Yeah, let me try and give people a kind of a visual of the benefits of PGX. Everybody hears about the benefits of soluble fiber, and PGX is just a super soluble fiber. We have these capsules. There's 750 milligrams of PGX in the capsule. That one capsule, in terms of its bulk, is equal to about 1 to 1.5 cups of oatmeal. So, I mean,
wow.
it fills you up. So we have a meal replacement formula that contains 5 grams of PGX per serving. 5 grams of PGX is equal to about 100 grams of Metamucil.
Okay.
So, but if it's handled by the body differently, but what I'm trying to get across is that when you ingest it, it forms this large, bulky mass
in your
stomach, and that tells it doesn't make you feel bloated. It makes you feel satisfied and full.
Yeah.
And it's not only a mechanical effect. We've looked at some gut-derived hormones that control appetite and insulin levels, and we've shown that PGX, basically, it lowers the levels of compounds that tell your brain to eat, and it raises a level of compounds that tell your brain that you're satisfied.
Listeners to this show have heard me talk about chia seeds.
Yes.
And,
this,
you know, chia seeds, you get them, you put them in water,
they
form a gelatinous mass. It's the same concept, but probably your PGX matrix absorbs even more water than chia seeds.
Yes.
But they're both natural sources.
Yes.
And people have actually told me that when they eat chia seeds, they feel full.
We need to eat more fiber. Now, what I've tried to explain to people is that, you've heard things like you gotta eat 35 grams of fiber a day. To lose weight, to feel satisfied, I think you probably would need to eat about 100 to 125 grams. That's not doable. And they say, well, why would we need that amount? Well, if you look at our physiology 50,000 years ago, it's not that different than it is today, but our diet was considerably different. And our physiology evolved over many thousands of years to be consuming mass quantities of fiber.
And right, we were chewing our way through all kinds of plants.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at primates in the wild and you look at their fiber intake and their nutrient intake, it's considerably higher. And they're eating all the time. We've bred our vegetables and whatnot. I mean, the original carrot was about 2 inches long and it was dark black because it was so nutrient dense. So
right.
I think that PGX is just a very efficient way to dramatically boost the effects of dietary fiber.
And we've spent quite a bit of time here talking about PGX, and I'm really glad you have your book out, Hunger Free Forever. I'd like to ask you in the remainder of this segment and the next segment to talk in a more general sense about what can we do in our society to transform the health of our population and really reduce or even eliminate this diabetes epidemic. What are the steps that need to happen for that to become a reality? Because we're going broke in this country, Mike.
Oh, it's
treating disease.
Yeah, that's a big, big question. And, there's so many things to consider. You've got the lobbying efforts of the big food companies. You've got the advertising to children. You've got, what is being taught in schools as far as nutrition. And then you've got the inherent bias in the medical community against, really instituting diet as a therapy or a lifestyle modification as a therapy. I'll give you a great example. The drug companies will tell doctors that these oral hypoglycemic drugs can reduce the risk of developing type 2 diabetes in high-risk individuals, individuals with pre-diabetes. Their blood sugar levels are not quite to the level of diabetes.
Right.
So there is scientific research that supports that claim. But what the drug companies aren't going to tell the doctors, and the doctors don't know, is that in these studies, there were three arms. There was a control arm, there was a group that got the oral hypoglycemic drug like a glucophage, and then there was a group that was, in many cases, given another intervention. And in some of the studies, they simply had people walk for 30 minutes 5 days a week. And the group that got the drug, they had a reduced risk of developing type 2 diabetes of 32%. The group that they got to walk for 30 minutes 5 days a week, that's, for
yeah,
us
it's guys, hardly anything.
Yeah, it reduced the risk of developing type 2 diabetes by 58%. So it was twice as effective as the drug intervention. We've got to get people to change their diet. We've got to get people to change their lifestyle. They've got to exercise more, reduce the stress, and they've got to make better food choices.
And in those studies, too, I'm sure they didn't highlight the toxicity of those diabetes drugs. And what does it do to your liver and long-term use? They don't measure long-term toxicity.
No, there've been so many of these type 2 drugs that have been shown to actually increase the risk of cardiovascular death and very serious side effects. So, there's so many things that the people in America don't realize about the impact of diet and lifestyle.
All right, when we come back, Michael, I'd like to ask you about your diet and lifestyle.
Okay.
What are your particular health habits that give you the results that you're able to demonstrate? So we'll go that. You are listening to the Health Ranger Show with Mike Adams and Michael T. Murray, author of Hunger Free Forever and the PGX Dietary Supplements. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Health Ranger Show. We are joined today by Dr. Michael T. Murray, author of Hunger Free Forever, I'm a fan of his work. He's written many, many books in the industry. He's a very healthy individual. I'm sitting with him here at a trade show in California. And so the question I asked before the break, what do you do to maintain your own personal health? And you maintain a very high level of health, by the way.
Right. I think there are several keys to that. Number one, I think that I have a very positive mental attitude, and I think that's absolutely critical to being healthy. You have to look for the good in all things and the good in all people and work to make your life better from the inside out, as well as through nutrition. We have to focus on what we feed our subconscious mind with our conscious thoughts. So I have a very positive mental attitude. I have a very health-promoting lifestyle. I'm a proponent of personal responsibility and taking health into your own hands, so I have to be living proof of that. So I exercise on a near daily basis. I involve myself both in aerobic type exercises as well as strength training exercises.
Good. Glad to hear that.
Yeah, and I've recently started doing something that I've really gotten a lot of benefit from. As we were talking about, I'll be 50 in May, and I noticed that my flexibility was becoming less and less. And so I began doing hot yoga. I don't know if you've ever done hot yoga.
Yeah.
It's fabulous.
Yeah.
It's really helping my flexibility, and I'm really enjoying that. So, you know, you have to try new things to keep yourself young in many respects. As far as my diet goes, I eat a lot of vegetables. I eat, huge salads. I tell people that we need to be consuming 5 to 7 servings of vegetables each day. That sounds like a lot, but it's really not. A serving is 1/2 cup cooked or 1 cup uncooked vegetable. And I try to make it a 50-50 mix. I eat very little grains.
Yeah.
I found that's something that really agrees with my system is to stay away from a lot of grain. Stay away. I don't eat much bread.
Sure. What about dairy products? What's your take on that?
I think for some people, dairy products are a real problem. The only dairy product that I consume in fairly liberal amounts is whey protein.
Uh-huh.
I do supplement. I have my diet with high quality whey protein. I probably get 50 to 100 grams of whey protein a day.
Really? Okay.
I found that has really helped my energy levels, and I've been doing this for probably close to 15 years. I noticed in my immune system. I've tried many types of diets. I was a vegan for probably about a year and a half. I was a vegetarian for probably 6 years, and then I noticed that my general strength just didn't seem to be there. So I started increasing my protein intake. I use the PGX with just about every meal. I'll have anywhere from 2 to 6 capsules of PGX before a meal.
So how about when you go grocery shopping?
I love to grocery shop.
Do you read labels very fervently like I do?
Yeah, I stay away from a lot of processed foods. I don't eat much processed foods.
Yeah.
I try to have 2 servings of fruits a day. I have, I love berries.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Berries are low-calorie, high-nutritious foods.
In fact, they're on the cover of your book here.
Yeah, and
you've got anti-cancer berries, actually, right there.
Yeah, there you go. And as far as supplements go, I haven't taken my daily, my morning supplements yet, but, I'm looking at a little packet I made up, and there's probably, 40 different things here.
Uh-huh.
But there are 3 key supplements that I think everybody should be taking. One is a good high-potency multiple vitamin and mineral formula. That just provides nutritional insurance that you're giving your body some of the tools it needs to be healthy. Number 2, everybody should be taking a high-quality pharmaceutical-grade fish oil. These long-chain omega-3 fatty acids that we get from fish oils are just so important to our cell health, and they're very important in preventing the major diseases that Americans die from, heart disease, cancer, strokes. And lastly, I think people should use some sort of phytochemical concentrate, greens drink or a flavonoid-rich extract, grapeseed extract, bilberry, ginkgo, a super green food, chlorella, spirulina, wheatgrass juice, something like that to really kind of bolster their antioxidant mechanism. So those are 3 key supplements that I recommend to everybody.
Well, there's so much news coming out almost every week now about the healing properties of plant-based medicines, the phytochemicals in all those foods. Folks, if you're listening to this, if you're not taking superfoods, berries or cruciferous vegetables or grasses or microalgae, if you're not doing that, you're missing out on some big-time healing that's available to you right now.
Absolutely.
Now, your company, Natural Factors, manufactures numerous supplements.
We make over 400 different nutritional supplements.
So you have the fish oil,
mm-hmm.
you have the superfood concentrates, and the multivitamins, all those things.
All those things, yes.
And that's an easy name to remember, too, Natural Factors. And you can find those in health food stores all around the world.
I'm very excited to be part of Natural Factors. It's a family-owned business. It's been in business for 50 years, and they're in business for the right reason. They're in business because they want to make a difference in people's lives, and we do that through these tools called nutritional supplements. And these are fabulous ways that people can enhance their health and really take charge of their health.
Well, isn't this what we need, Mike, to change the future of health in this country? I mean, people have got to be educated. We've got to help make people aware of the options they now have. I mean, you know, 50 years ago, people didn't have access to these kinds of nutritional supplements. They didn't exist.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, it's a tough question, because I think what happens when people start down a path of poor dietary choices and a poor attitude and feeling defeated or not empowered, they tend, it leads to a downward spiral. Their energy levels are low. They don't, their self-esteem is low. We have to work, as I said, from the inside out. And people have to be inspired. They have to recognize that, you know, being healthy isn't a, it's not a goal to not only extend your life, it's a goal to enhance your life. And, you know, life is much better when you have energy, when you have your health. So, you know, people have to take those responsibilities to heart.
I like how you mentioned the mental aspects of this too, because this is not just about nutrition. This is about expanding your consciousness, your awakening to the possibilities in your own life. And some people say, well, how can I do that when I'm eating junk foods and I feel down all the time? Well, the answer is, in my opinion, start with nutrition.
Yeah.
And your mind will actually balance itself.
Yeah.
Because the food feeds the blood that feeds your brain.
Yeah.
So that's where to start, folks. Start with diet.
I love that. That's great.
Yeah, I mean, the brain's a physical organ still.
You know, our body, our spirit, our organism, it's just a miracle. And you know, we really have to nurture our body, and when we do that, great things happen.
Well, I really want to thank you for taking this time to share your ideas, your thoughts, your book with us today. The book, folks, is called Hunger Free Forever. Authors are Michael T. Murray, ND, that's naturopathic doctor, and Michael Lyon, MD, and you can find these at book retailers, including online at Amazon.com. And by the way, if you're listening to this and you want a transcription of this interview, you'll find that at naturalnews.com. Also with links to Natural Factors and places where you can find more information about the book. Any final thoughts you want to share with people before we close the show, Mike?
Well, I just, I like to tell people that it's really important to make a spiritual connection in their life. And I know many people try to make it through life without faith, without religion, without God, but frankly, I don't think life would have much meaning without those things. So I encourage people to make that spiritual connection, to find their path, live it, love it, enjoy it, and have fun with it.
That's great advice. And again, if you're struggling with that aspect, remember that foods and nutrition do impact your mental function. And even when we're talking about issues like depression, if you're depressed and you think you need a pharmaceutical, try foods first.
Yeah.
Get rid of the junk. Put in nutrition in your brain, and your brain will work better. You might find you don't need those antidepressants after all. So thanks for listening, folks. You've been listening to an exclusive interview with Dr. Michael T. Murray. And I'm your host, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger for Health Ranger Radio. Be sure to check the transcription at www.naturalnews.com. Be healthy, take care of yourself, and stay educated. And check out this book, Hunger Free Forever. So we'll talk to you again next time, and we'll bring you another fascinating show about health, nutrition, health freedom, and taking care of yourself for as long as you wish to live. All right. Talk to you later, and thanks again, Mike.
Thank you.